Wavesound presents an unabridged recording of Life and Death Decisions by Dr. Lachlan McIver, narrated by Daniel Fletcher.
Notes to listeners. Author's note. This book is based on real events and people. Most names and some details have been changed, partly for dramatic effect, but mostly out of respect for privacy and to avoid getting too many people into too much trouble. Publisher's note. Names and other identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. Some events have been condensed, edited, and altered for the book. The book contains descriptions of the author's personal use of ayahuasca. Such descriptions do not constitute advice to others. Ingestion of any psychoactive substances should always be voluntary and under the guidance or direction of a suitably qualified person. It should be discussed with and disclosed to the relevant healthcare providers, and medication or medical regimes should not be changed without prior discussion with such medical practitioners. The author and publishers are not liable for any injury or losses suffered from individuals choosing to engage in this practice. Prologue. 1998, Far North Queensland, Australia. I found Dad dead on the side of the dirt road. I was 16. He was 49. He'd left my sister and me at the house while he went out for his regular jog down to the bridge and back. Ma was away, working night shifts as a midwife in the hospital 2 hours distant down the mountain range. The afternoon was cool, and a light rain prickled as I wandered out onto the veranda to squint up through the mist towards the top gate to see if Dad was making his way down. He'd been gone a while now, so I assumed he must have stopped off to chat with our neighbours at their farm a couple of kilometres down the road. Shitty weather for socialising. I imagined him schlepping back in the cold and the mud and felt sorry for the old boy, so decided I'd go pick him up. It would give me the chance to take a quick little drive too. My driving test was coming up soon, and even though I'd been driving the farm truck since I was 11, every bit of practice counted now. My little sister was in her room doing whatever 15-year-old girls do on a wet weekend afternoon. I called out to her that I was going to grab Dad and headed up the hill in our sturdy white station wagon. With headlights and wipers on, crunching over the wet pebbles, I spotted something moving up ahead. It was Bridie, our border collie, running in small circles, clearly agitated. Although she was technically the family pet, she was completely devoted to Dad and accompanied him wherever he went around our cattle property.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?